Psalm 92, Learning to See on the Sabbath. After Psalm 90 teaches us to number our days and Psalm 91 teaches us to dwell under God's shadow, Psalm 92 shows what such a life sounds like. It becomes a Sabbath song. This is the only psalm labelled for the Sabbath day. That is not a small note. Sabbath is not merely a day off. It is God's way of breaking our addiction to false measures. For 6 days we count what can be seen. Work done, money earned, bodies aging, enemies rising, plans delayed. On the seventh, God teaches us to notice what cannot be rushed. It is good to praise the Lord in the morning and at night. The psalm pairs God's steadfast love with morning and his faithfulness with night. Morning mercy is easy to sing, night faithfulness is harder, but mature faith learns that darkness does not cancel covenant. God is not more reliable at sunrise than at midnight. Then comes the great contrast. The wicked sprout like grass. In the land of Israel, after rain, the hills can turn green almost overnight. But everyone there knew how brief that beauty was. One hot wind, and it is gone. Grass is quick life. The righteous, by contrast, are palm and cedar, slow, durable, costly, rooted. The psalm is not denying that evil can flourish, it is denying that evil can endure. Verse 6 says, "The senseless person cannot grasp this." The Hebrew word has a beast-like feel. The problem is not lack of intelligence, but lack of depth. A beast lives by appetite and the immediate. It eats the grass. It does not ask what season it is. Much of Western life trains us to think like that. Fast results, visible success, instant relevance. Psalm 92 calls us back to long obedience. Then the psalm becomes even stranger. The righteous are planted in the house of the Lord. Trees in the temple? Yes. Solomon's temple was carved with palm trees and flowers. 1 Kings 6:29. The sanctuary was built to echo Eden, a garden world where God dwells with his people. So to be planted in God's house is more than being safe. It is to become living proof that creation is being healed. That is why the righteous still bear fruit in old age. In God's kingdom, age is not uselessness. It is ripened witness. The world worships novelty. God delights in rootedness. A grey-haired saint, full of prayer, patience, and tested joy, is one of the church's clearest sermons. Augustine saw here a severe mercy. Some things are green only for burning. Better to grow slowly in the courts of God than quickly in the fields of vanity. In Christ, our true temple and our Sabbath rest, we are replanted for that better life. Suggested cross-references, Genesis 2:2-3, Deuteronomy 5:15. 1 Kings 6:29, Jeremiah 17 in 7, Talmud 8, Hebrews 4:9-11, Revelation 22:1-5. Hymn suggestion, O day of rest and gladness. Prayer. Lord, save me from shallow measures and hurried desires. Plant me in your presence. Teach me to trust your faithfulness at night, to welcome slow growth, and to bear fruit that declares you are upright. In Jesus Christ, my Sabbath and my rock. Amen.